Welcome to Cougar Season. I'm Hefe.
I'm Cheap Drunk and New Teeth.
You certainly are. I'm about to do a shot of Gorky Liest.
It's a brave
Gorky
man.
Gorky Liquor Pelin Kovac. And if you've ever been to the Balkans, where I got this in Belgrade, Serbia, you will know what it is. Until then, remain curious. I'm going to have a shot. Joel, what are you about?
Normally I'm about complete decadence and having a shot of that, but not tonight.
It's like perfume. Keep drinking.
There's one reason, because of that face you made. The other reason would be...
So try that.
I'm going to try it.
It'll clean out your empty...
Do you have a bucket nearby?
It'll clean out your empty...
My empty grill?
Your gum holes, yeah.
My gum holes? That's nice. Gum holes. You're referring to the missing links in my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try some of this nasty-ass shit, just because...
He's going to have a delicious shot of Gorky Liest.
Just because I know you're not going to let me do it.
Then he's going to tell you about his Cougar Season experience when he was the prey, because it's a good story, and he tells it well. But that's pretty much the extent of our cougarness about this show.
That stuff's nasty, dude. You're right. It is like perfume. God damn. It smells like cologne. You get it near you, and then it smells like... It tastes like an alcohol.
The first time I had it, alcohol. The first time I had it, I was in Belgrade for my second night there, and we went out all night long. And by the time we got back to... When you're like American, first of all, they assume you have money, because you do, because you have more than most of them. They don't have... Yeah, you got there, so you must have some cash. But it wasn't that. They were nice, and they were real friendly and cool and stuff, and But the first time I had it was I'd been drinking beer all night and Reiki or whatever liquors we were drinking, and then I had a shot of this. But it's because I'd been drinking beer all night, my palate was so out of the norm that this tasted good because it really cuts through all that beer drinking. So that's when it was good.
It kind of reminds me of a scotch with the finish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like horribly bad. It's not disgusting
but
shit.
But when you first tasted it, kind of like it's like...
It throws you off because it's so perfumed.
Like, why am I drinking a shot of Drakkar?
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Why were you in Belgrade, Serbia?
A friend of mine had been there a few times, and he said it's really cool.
And you had taken a long trip to Europe? That was one of the places you decided to stop?
Mm-hmm.
And do you confirm his endorsement?
Yeah, it's great. Hot chicks, cheap beer, nice people.
You know, a lot of people are scared of those kind of countries now because of those hostile movies.
And I like it that way. It wasn't all crammed up with tourists. It made it good for me. I felt like I was one. Yeah.
Don't you want a bunch of logo shirted, fanny pack wearing, you know, 55-year-old guys,
Boston fucking Red Sox hat,
pulling around with their wife and their dog in a little carrier?
Yeah.
Talking too loud,
demanding shit,
wondering if they have Coke.
Yeah.
Asking where the McDonald's is at.
Yep. Nope.
You don't want that. I can't wait till those people start descending on Burning Man. That'll be nice.
Probably happen this year.
But so, okay, as Jeff already informed, or Hefe here, this is Cougar Season, and the name is taken from... I looked up cougars on the internet, and we wanted to call it Cougar Season just because we thought it'd be funny, and we really have nothing...
Because it is funny.
We have nothing to really... I mean, aside of the one story I have, we really have nothing to say about cougars, and it's not like we go hunting cougars or we go looking to get picked up.
I'm 37, and I still haven't crashed the 50 mark.
Well, so...
You know, I'm closer to 50 than 21, but I still can get girls closer to 21, so I don't need to go with girls, women...
Closer
to 50.
You know, sometimes it's not about that per se.
Yeah, it is.
B.
Yes, it is. B. When I'm 50, I'll be able to get all the 50-year-old broads I want. B, I don't want them now.
B. Sometimes a cougar doesn't have to be in that age range. A cougar just can be an older female picking up on a much younger male.
Like, for instance,
she could be our age, okay, picking up on somebody who's like 21.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of women our age, and they're not, like, to the point they have to do that yet. They can still pick up people their age without a problem.
They're happy with them.
Yeah. Although, I don't think the cougars have problems picking up guys their age. I think they just prefer picking up these young, hot young guys who are just going to be drunk and fuck.
Sure. I don't care what they think.
But I don't know, because I'm not a cougar. I think one of the sites was called urbancougars.com. Because I think that's technically what they're referred to, urban cougars. You know, cougars within the city dwelling.
When you finish your story, I'm going to do another shot of Gorky Liest.
When I finish my story?
Yeah, whenever you get around to starting it.
Okay. Well, so we're going to start this show off with my recounting a of my personal interaction with a cougar. In 1991, I was staying in Los Angeles. My dad and stepmom were living in Sacramento, which they still do to this day. I came up to visit them. I was turning 21 around the time I went. The day I turned 21, I started my day off with some beer. The afternoon had some more beer, and so I just had a light buzz going on, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to go to a bar. I'm 21, I can legally go into a bar and sit at a bar and sit down and drink. And there was this landmark institution over there in East Sac called the Fireside, which was a dingy, dimly lit steakhouse and bar. Nice old bar with the pilot seats.
Yeah, there isn't a better steakhouse than one that's attached to a dive bar.
Exactly.
That's like a bit out of the past. Those are an anachronism now, because everything's a fucking Chili's or something.
They're an anachronism except for a town like this, where they still have them in like these little tucked away places. You know, I mean, this town still has a lot of those types of bars, even if they don't have the steakhouse next to them.
Yeah.
But it has the whole. They had the padded bar, and the on top you could see the vinyl or whatever it is. You know, the formica, mm-hmm. where it was buckling from just years of just being old and all the wet bar rot getting under it. And I went in there, and the bartender brought me my first drink because I was like, I'm 21, and he looked at my ID and he's like, well, what are you having? I'm so like an idiot. I'm like, Long Island iced tea. I'm 21. Why is it people, when they're turning 21, have to do that?
Because they're stupid?
I guess so. Anyways, so I'm sitting there, and this is over a period of several hours, but needless to say, I had two, maybe I think three Long Island iced teas all bought for me by various people throughout the night. I'm pretty sloshed at this point. And there's these two older women who are eyeing me the whole night. And around my third drink, I'm starting to realize it, starting to feel that heat from that kind of lascivious stare.
In your sixth drink.
I don't know if my
Long Island's are doubles.
Well, yeah, there's that, but I'm not counting it like that. I was schnockered, to say the least. Whether it was six, three, four, I mean, like three singles at the Limelight, you know, can be considered.
Who gives a fuck about the Limelight? Nobody knows what the Limelight is and how big their drinks are.
Man.
Your story's good, though.
Well, thanks for just completely throwing me off fucking track. I appreciate that. That was good. That was good.
I do that a lot.
You're fucking cockass, you know? I mean, because I was in a groove, and you have to be like, fuck the Limelight. And I understand you have a personal grudge with the place, and I still work there and all, and it doesn't matter if people know what it is or not. The fact was, I was just using it as a personal reference about drink size, because, anyways.
There's nothing to your story.
So, the point is, I'm shit-faced, right? And
I'm just trying to keep you on task, man. Don't get all down on me.
You're keeping me on task by taking me off task?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. That, you know what that is? That's a Chewbacca argument, if I've ever heard one. But anyway,
they don't know what that is either.
That doesn't matter. So they're starting to realize that I'm getting a little wobbly legged and stuff like that. And out of the two of them, I must admit, I was starting to look at them and thinking to myself, hey, maybe I'm going to get lucky. Not really thinking. I'm like, yeah, they're older women and shit like that.
You thought maybe.
But they're the only ones around. Well, yeah, very green. I wasn't even green. I was yellow. Out of the two of them, the one I'm hoping is going to, like, you know, try to pick me up, gets beat out for the chance by the older one, the dominant cougar. I'm, at this point, like, just willing to go with anybody. And she asked me if I want to leave with her. I say, yeah. She,
What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Give her, like, some white trash name that would just be totally...
Give her some...
Well, kind of...
So you're already working on chocolate.
Tanqueray.
Stop of this.
Tanqueray.
Her name wasn't Tanqueray.
Chantal.
I don't remember her name.
Dorothy. That's a good old lady name.
Sherry.
Sherry. Yeah, that could be any girl's name, but Sherry's good enough, yeah.
Well, that's because it's kind of...
Old
Sherry's going to be one.
Sherry in the saddle. Oh, for sure. Sherry is.
So, anyways...
But they don't know Sherry either.
It doesn't matter! You fucker!
It matters if you're listening...
No, it doesn't. You're listening to a story. It's like when you're reading a story by some writer, you don't really know who these people are. You're reading to find out who they are, the characters and shit.
Yeah, but you're not going
to
tell them who Sherry is or the Limelight or any of that crap. So,
but what is
why bring it in?
But why bring it in? Because I do.
Okay. Well, now they know.
You got to stop fucking stopping me and shit, though, because it's really fucking driving me bats, because you're stopping the story, and now I can't remember what the fuck the story's at.
I'm the audience, and I'm listening to go, who the fuck is Sherry? What the fuck is the Limelight? I don't know. I don't know where these places are. Why is he talking about them? He hasn't even got to what this chick is wearing. How big are her tits? I want some details.
I don't remember details.
I don't care about a bar you didn't go to about some chick I'll never see. Tell me about the chick that dragged your ass out of a bar when you're hammered. Let's hear about her. The mythical Sherry. Oh, so many years ago.
you're going to have a fun time editing this stuff out. You realize that. It's because you keep on bringing it back up now, so.
I mean that. It's a good story.
She's about 5'2", 5'3". I'd say 180 pounds. It's about 38 C's. Maybe there were D's. Wow. A little bigger in the waist. Nice, maybe 38-inch hip going on. She wasn't too out of shape yet. Stuff's starting to sag a little bit. But, you know, she dyed her hair well, so it still looked nice reddish-brown. She wasn't unattractive by any stretch. She was just older. And she took me to her home. Before that, she took me to another unmentioned, unspecified bar.
No, that's a bar you're going to.
They don't know what it is! You just said that!
You're actually going there. No, but it's a place you're going.
How does that make any difference? I mean, it's still a bar that they don't know of.
You're going to is relative to the story. The size of a drink at Limelight, which has nothing to do with... It gives them no point of reference.
You're something else. Okay.
I don't think I'm something else. I think you're
something else. I don't think you give yourself credit. You're something else. You're really something else. So anyways, we go to this other bar, and where obviously she patronized to a great deal, because she was flaunting me in front of everybody, other women and dudes that she's been.
Do they have like a sherry plaque on the wall with little notches?
They could have.
Well, you probably couldn't remember.
I was a little too blurry eyed and triple vision to know anything about that.
I think so great if she did.
She started like just big sloppy French kissing me in front of and I don't care at this point because I'm just like whatever, you know.
Nobody cares after Three Long Island.
I'm here to just get me something, whatever that may be, probably just a disease, but something. And then we finally go back to her place. We stop in the driveway and we start macking down again. And I had to say, "Excuse me a second." Open up the door and just proceed to start involuntarily spilling, you know, protein that was in my body outside of my body. This went on for a nice 10 minutes with her patting me on the back saying, "It's okay. It's okay. Whenever you're ready, just come inside." And she got out of the truck. She walks inside. And I finished throwing up, I'm pretty sure, for at least another 5 minutes. I go inside. I have a nice big glass of water. Go to her bathroom. Start throwing up again for another 5 minutes. Come back out. And at that point, she's already got like a Camisole or whatever you say. You know, she's already more comfortable.
Slinky.
And she asked me how I'm doing, whatever. We start messing around a little bit. There's a little oral foreplay. We try to have sex, but I can't get it up because I'm so fucking drunk. So she, at some point, just says, "Well, you know, I'm going to make you something to eat." She makes me some spaghetti. You know, watch a Duff Lunger movie. In the morning, she told me to lock up when I left.
Did she leave before you?
Yeah.
She had to work. It was Monday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Sunday. Probably.
Lock up when you leave. Did you search the house for any valuables?
No, I was so hungover and disoriented as to where exactly I was. I was just worried about trying to get home, to be honest with you.
And then what's the last thing you saw before you left?
It was the last thing I looked at before I left. It's something I looked at the entire night. She had a painting above her fireplace. Apparently she was a biker chick. She had an old 69 type, you know, Chevy truck, beat up.
Apparently.
You know, she had motorcycles. And
evidently.
But it was her and her biker slut glory. I mean, she was wearing like a slit for a top, and she looked hot as shit in that painting. And she's like, "Oh yeah, that's me back in 67. I'm like, "Oh,
67.
I'm like, "That's nice." This is 1991, mind you. And I guess she said she was in her 20s when that was taken, so she had to be in her 50s probably.
Oof.
They're close to them.
That was back me in my heyday. So how, she's in her 70s now.
Yeah.
Dude,
if only I could find
my grandma. Oh, wait, she never lived in California. Oh, fucking hey, man. No, that would be mom. My mom's not that old, though. And she's never been in California to live.
Well, that was my only cougar story, though.
That's a damn good cougar story. And I like how Joel... Joel's on this show.
So am I Joel or am I
Chief? Because he's a friend of mine.
So I guess I'm Joel now. So
whatever.
I'm not Chief Drunk and New Teeth anymore. It doesn't matter.
We're going to mix them both up sooner or later, so why not start now?
You know what? This is just Joel and Jeff, so it doesn't matter.
Either way.
I'm just saying.
I like both names for each of us. I'm going to do this shot, but...
For two guys sitting around sweating at the last table, I think this is okay.
I'm not sweating.
I am. But that's me. Anyways.
That's me. You're like... What?
You're going to say something.
No, he's going to bust my balls for interrupting him, and I'm going to be like, and he's going to make me agitated because he's going to counter every argument I ever make about anything ever. So if you think we don't like each other, well, we don't. But this is the way we interact, and I think it's going to make a good show. So there's the first hack at the bamboo field of... Crap, that's a horrible metaphor.
Is it?
Well, the bamboo keeps growing, and then you...
What if we have a bunch of Asian listeners? Maybe it's an appropriate metaphor.
They could probably come up with a better one.
Maybe a bunch of panda listeners. What about that?
They eat the bamboo.
Well, that's why they'd be, yeah, bamboo! I hear the podcast market is dominated by like 12% pandas.
That would be a reasonable expectation.
So,
if you got a cougar story,
please send it to us.
Yeah. CougarSeason@Podomatic.com. I know you do. Don't be embarrassed. I mean, I would it can't like be worse than Joel's.
I would like to get some cougars listening and have them send us our stories so we can read them on the air.
We will send our podcast to cougars. Cougar, urban cougars.
Oh, yeah, we should, yeah.
We'll troll that field for some listeners.
Why not?
See what they think of. Keep it interesting. This is obviously show one, so there's a lot going on into development, into new things. You know, maybe we'll get a phone number. But I think Podomatic has a lot to offer us. I don't know what else we should hit up.
Here's something I think we'll start doing on a semi-regular basis. But the first one's going to be, this is this week's tip for cougars. If you're just now starting to prowl the fields of young bucks wandering the watering holes.
If you're just divorced or your old man just kicked it because he rode his motorcycle into the back of a horse.
Whichever it may be, however you've come upon this newfound glory and skill of claws and teeth, let me say this. When you're out hunting, don't be overly aggressive. Some guys like to have some kind of imagination that they're kind of getting you. You gotta have to kind of, you know, somehow hit them around them and let them know that you're wanting them to chase.
Yeah. They don't need any help. They're women.
That's true. That's how they got me. Yeah. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't even buy me a drink.
Yeah.
I think she just came up to me and said, "You want to come with me?" If I remember correctly. And I was like, yeah. "All right."
Played you like a... Yep.
Yeah, she knew I was ready. I was ready to fall. She was like a lumberjack who just chopped just enough of the tree and was going to say, "Timber." She got me good.
Yeah. I don't think we need any more metaphors for cougars, though.
Well, I guess cougar is a metaphor, right?
Yeah. It's a hilarious metaphor.
I like that there's women out there who are, like, proud of being these cougars. That to me, is a... It's proof of the sexual revolution is what it is, you know? It
certainly is. Anyways, is there anything else we want to cover today? Oh, there's one game you can play that we have. And this is good for anybody, and I probably... It was a joke on TV or something.
This is kind of a game you play with yourself, really.
Yeah, this will amuse yourself, and it might get you some laughs from your friends. So we'll set up the game, and this is how it's played. I guess it's not really a game, it's an activity, whatever. Who gives a crap? I'm not into labels, man.
You're in a group of people.
Yeah, or you're just hanging out at the bar, or you're hanging out at work, or you're hanging out anywhere. And sooner or later, someone's going to ask where someone is.
Where's Tony?
Bennett?
Ha ha ha, laughter ensues.
Basically, you just fill in a famous last name for anyone where people are asking for them, and it'll probably get annoying after a while, but it only increases your fun. Who cares what they think?
It helps you try to match the first name with a famous last name that, like, matches.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, it doesn't really work if you, "Hey, where's Steve? Bennett?"
Yeah.
Kind of loses some of its impact.
Austin?
You might want to brush up on your names.
$6 Million Man.
That's a good one. Where's Oscar? Goldman?
And then after you like say, where's Donald?
Trump?
Yeah. Or where's Jose?
Feliciano?
Yeah. And then afterwards, when they laugh at you for being so silly, then you all kind of get a little whimsical about how boring your lives are because none of those people ever hang out with you.
Yeah.
They're like, "Oh, well, we don't have anybody interesting hanging around here." Damn it.
Well, that's why we have urban cougars, to keep us entertained.
Yeah, but the show isn't about cougars.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
That was just the intro bit, you know, where the idea is the first superhero movie is about the origin of You know, like the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man.
That's what this is.
That's where like. this is the origin. The only reason I ever heard the word cougar is because Joel told me the story about that story, and I thought it was fucking hilarious. And the word cougar I thought was totally hilarious too. So on top of that, and then just, you know, we've been hanging out for a while now and do a podcast and gumbo. Your first one you thought was gumbo. And gumbo was taken already, yeah. Much to no one's surprise.
Yeah, I wasn't too surprised.
And then I said cougar, or did you say cougar? And I said, I don't even remember. So we both thought up the name.
I don't remember who really put the two and two together, but I remember.
I fully enjoy sharing.
I remember at the moment that it came up, it was kind of like,
cougar season. So we're gonna have a picture of a mad cougar. Probably steal it off Urban Cougars, and then eventually come up with our own.
You know, oh yeah.
We could play. Obviously,
send us photos of cougars.
Obviously, you're good bait, so you could.
You could send us photos of cougars if you.
Preferably wish. With a gun or a motorcycle. It has to have one of those two, actually. Or she could be wearing chaps, maybe. Cowgirl hats.
I say send us your photos, and we'll discern what should be put up. But
they'll probably all get put up.
Any photos? If you have a photo of a cougar doing a blowjob at a bar, we'll probably put it up.
They do that.
You know?
But mostly it's about the laughs, not so much about the cougars, but that keeps it fresh.
It does. Well, hopefully it will keep it fresh.
We're keeping it fresh with stale box.
Man, I like that idea. Stale box.
I think I'm going to call this, put this one in the books.
Put this one in the books?
It's been a show.
I'm not doing another shot of that.
I will. But, yeah. So that's the show.
The show will get better and bigger, but...
Don't start making excuses. You don't need to.
Maybe I want to make an excuse.
Maybe I like making excuses.
That's right.
Maybe it's my third favorite thing after sex, working at the Limelight, and...
Why are you talking about the Limelight? They don't know what the Limelight is! Would it be third? It might be second. I mean, excuses is pretty fun. Because, you know, you got to be clever. You can't just use the same excuse over and over again.
You cannot. Yeah, you can. Lots of people do.
Yeah, but they suck.
I forgot what's the definition of is.
I can't recall.
Busy, I don't recall. Those are very popular political excuses.
I tripped on the carpet. My dick slipped in his ass. I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. That was uncalled for and disgusting. But it was a joke that we had.
Sure, now you're editing yourself. While you're recording.
That was a joke we had when I was in high school from this guy who had this little experiment with some other guy.
Really?
Well, that's what our joke was, because he was always like, it was just an accident. And we were always like, well, what kind of accident?
he buggered some guy by accident?
Well, no, he had homosexual relations with one of our friends who was gay. And he was like, well, it was an accident. I don't know how it happened. And we're like, we were all at his house earlier. Right? The group of us hanging out at the pool, and then we all left. He left with us. And then we got back to wherever we're all hanging out next, and then he left our group and went back to that guy's house because it was an accident.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but the point is, it was just kind of like, yeah, you know, he probably tripped on something on the carpet, and, you know, I mean, I just don't understand
how...
He
mistakenly blew the guy.
I don't understand how that's an accident.
It's funny. You have a lot of good stories. You can't be, you know what, I can't ever set you up for a story anymore. It just doesn't work. You tell them much better.
When they just come out?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice when I can remember.
Much like that dude's dick in that other guy's mouth.
I just don't see how it's accidental. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I'm no Cochran. I'm no great deducer of facts, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry I mentioned him, because you're not letting that go today.
No, I'm not. I love that, though.
Yeah, but it is.
But when you said, what was it on?
You'd have to have seen the South Park where
the South Park
one where they make the Chewbacca...
Still, that's funny, though. Chewbacca argument. Yeah. Just the word. The phrase.
Never telling you anything new again.
How will you know?
The tiger by the tail. I don't know. And no one will know. What's going
to
happen?
I hate to make product endorsements on a podcast, but...
Or at least.
Have you ever seen...
And they cost $5.
Five American dollars?
Yeah. Converted.
Have you ever seen Venture Brothers?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny stuff.
It's very funny. It's amusing. It's entertaining. It's wonderful.
And that's all for episode one.
That's episode one of Cougar Season. We're going to work on our format. Actually, it's the same. It's that we're trying to keep it spontaneous. And if we don't get spontaneous about it, then we don't converse quite as smoothly, and it doesn't come out as good. So
I think for you and I, it's better not to have so many bits or try to hit actual ideas.
No, but starting from nowhere
is also kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, it's Cougar Season. Enjoy. Want to say anything else today, Cheap Junk and New Teeth?
Yeah, I want to say that it's just a ride.
Enjoy.